Section B. Chapter 6. Driving at night and in inclement weather conditions. Driving at night. Night driving presents a serious danger, especially on poorly lighted highways and country roads. The distance that you can see clearly is greatly reduced. Dark-colored animals, dark vehicles or objects on the roadside, or people walking or riding bikes and dressed in dark clothing will be harder to see. The chances of a serious crash are much greater at night, even though traffic is not as heavy as during the day. Drivers who do not adjust to light conditions are part of the night safety problem. Many more deaths occur while driving at night than driving during the day. The majority of a driver's reaction time depends on vision. Depth perception, color recognition, and peripheral vision are impaired after dark. More fatal crashes take place on Friday and Saturday nights than on any other day. Drive slower at night. The basic rule for safe night driving is this: never outrun your headlights. Driving at night is considerably more hazardous and difficult than daytime driving because your range of visibility is limited by your headlights. To cope with oncoming traffic during the hours of darkness, you should: A. Make sure your stopping distance is less than your sight distance. B. Reduce your speed at night and adjust to the road and weather conditions. C. Adjust your speed so you can stop within the distance you can see. D. Consider how powerful your lights are and how responsive your brakes are. E. As soon as you see pedestrians, animals, or objects on the road in front of you, be able to stop before you hit them. If you are overdriving your lights, you will not be able to stop in time. F. Develop the ability to glance well in front of your headlight beams, looking for dark shapes on the roadway. G. Glance periodically to the right and left to determine the location of the edge of the pavement and oncoming vehicles. H. Avoid looking directly into oncoming headlights as this can cause momentary blindness from the glare. I. Avoid the glare of oncoming lights by watching the right edge of the road and using the white line or road edge as a steering guide. J. Avoid flashing your high beams to warn the other driver as it might serve as a distraction and interfere with their driving, resulting in a collision. The law requires headlights that will enable you to see clearly any person on the highway at least 200 feet ahead of your car. Since the effectiveness of headlights diminishes greatly as the distance increases, headlights must be in good order to meet this requirement. They must also be accurately aimed, with clean lenses and a clean windshield inside and out. Glare and glare recovery. The glare from the headlights of oncoming vehicles causes the pupil of the eye to contract. After the vehicle has passed, it takes an interval of time for the pupil to readjust to the less intense light. This is called glare recovery time. During this recovery period, you are virtually driving blind. Glare recovery time is not based on visual acuity and varies from person to person. The problem is generally more acute in older drivers and those in poor physical condition. Prepare to fight glare. For maximum glare prevention, keep every surface between your eyes and the road as clear as possible, including both sides of your windshield and your eyeglasses. Clean your headlights and the windows, inside and out, at least once a month. Remember to drive safely and defensively. You must adhere to the proper requirements of dimming your lights at night when meeting or overtaking vehicles within 500 feet. Driving in cities and towns, always use your low beams. On curves or turns to the right, avoid blasting an oncoming car with your high beams. Aim your headlights correctly. Your properly aligned headlights will help you see the road better, and will help other drivers to avoid glare. Lights that shine up or out excessively do not help you see objects in the roadway. They do, however, contribute to glare and blinding the vision of drivers in vehicles you are meeting or following. Check your vehicle owner's manual on how to align the lights for your car or have them aligned by a mechanic at a reputable garage or car dealership. Parking at night. When parking at night, never leave your headlights on, even if you plan on being parked for a brief period of time. They are just as likely to blind approaching drivers when your car is stationary as they are when it is moving. They may also confuse approaching drivers as to the exact position of the road. The danger is increased if you are parked on the wrong side of the roadway. Whenever you park on or along a highway at night, leave your emergency and parking lights on. Parking on the shoulder of the interstate is prohibited except in cases of emergency. You also cannot park any motor vehicle on the paved and unpaved portions of the entrance and exit ramps, unless the vehicle is disabled. Driving in inclement weather conditions. Wet pavement can be as treacherous as icy pavement, so always reduce your speed in wet weather. You will need additional distance for stopping, and you may skid on sharp turns. Slow down at the first sign of rain on the road. The pavement is particularly treacherous when it first begins to rain. Accumulations of dirt and oil will mix with the water, and create a greasy film on the roadway. This is when most roads are the most slippery and it will not give your tires the grip they need, so you must drive more slowly than on a dry road. Inclement weather creates vision problems as well as vehicle control problems. Keep your windshield wipers in good condition, and wait a few seconds after rain starts before you turn them on. There should be enough water on the windshield for the wipers to clear it, not smear it with dust and grime. Use the defroster or air conditioner to keep windows and mirrors clear. If you drive in inclement weather or fog, reduce speed to make up for the reduced visibility. Use headlights on low beams so the light will be on the road where you need it. In fog or mist, never put your headlights on high beam because the light will be reflected back into your eyes. Rain. Drivers must change driving habits to adjust to poor driving conditions caused by weather. Rainy weather calls for slower speed, greater stopping distance, driving with headlights on low beam, use of wipers, defroster as needed for maximum vision, an early signal for all turns or lane changes, braking well in advance of a stop to warn following drivers of your intentions. Fog and smoke. Tennessee experiences forest fires at any time of year, under almost any weather conditions. Where there is fire, there is ultimately smoke, and smoke does not mix well with safe driving. Tennessee also experiences air-ground temperature variances that create fog at any time of the year. Unforeseen changes in weather may create conditions where visibility on roadways is seriously impaired. Under these conditions, drivers need to be cautious. The best decision is not to drive in fog or smoke. If you must drive under these conditions, there are actions that every driver should take to protect themselves and their passengers. The best advice for driving in fog or smoke is don't. If you must travel in fog or smoke, you should drive with your lights on low beam. High beams will impair your visibility. Never drive with just your parking or fog lights on. Reduce your speed. Avoid crossing traffic unless absolutely necessary. Listen for traffic. Keep radio off or turn down low and do not use cell phone while driving in fog. Use wipers and defroster as needed for maximum vision. Have good operating windshield wipers so that they do an effective job. Be patient. Stay to the right. Avoid passing. Do not stop on any roadway unless absolutely necessary. However, if you can't see the road's edge, pull off as far to the right as possible, well out of the traffic lane, and turn on your emergency flashers. If your car stalls or is disabled, move away from the vehicle to avoid personal injury. Consider postponing your trip until the fog clears. Adhere to warning devices in fog-prone areas. When driving through dense fog, heavy rain or snow during the daytime, turn on your low-beam headlights. This gives you better visibility and alerts oncoming cars to your presence. It is also a requirement of Tennessee law. Slippery when wet. Some road surfaces are more slippery than others when wet. These roads usually have warning signs. Here are some clues to help you spot slippery roads. On cold, wet days, shade from trees or buildings can hide spots of ice. These areas freeze first and dry out last. Bridges and overpasses can also hide spots of ice. They tend to freeze before the rest of the road does. If it starts to rain on a hot day, pavement can be very slippery for the first few minutes. Heat causes oil in the asphalt to come to the surface, and this makes the road extremely slippery until the oil washes off. Close to the freezing point, the road is icy and may be more slippery than at colder temperatures. Hydroplaning. Slow down when there is a lot of water on the road. In heavy rain, your tires can lose all contact with the roadway due to water or hydroplaning. A slight change of direction or a gust of wind can cause your car to skid or spin. A. If your vehicle starts to hydroplane, slow down gradually by letting up on the gas. B. Don't slam on the brakes. C. When hydroplaning occurs, there is a loss of the traction needed to steer and brake safely. D. Stopping distances may be tripled and steering control may be reduced or lost. E. Hydroplaning is more common at higher speeds, although tires can hydroplane under certain conditions at any speed. This is one reason you must always be extremely cautious when driving in rainy weather. Skids. If your wheels don't roll, you don't have control. Skids are caused when the tires can no longer grip the road. Skids are caused by drivers traveling too fast for conditions. If your vehicle begins to skid, A. Stay off the brake. Until the vehicle slows, your brakes will not work and could cause you to skid more. B. Steer. Turn the steering wheel in the direction you want your car to go. For example, if rear of vehicle is skidding to the left, you want to steer to the left to bring the front of the vehicle back in line and straighten the direction of motion. C. As soon as the vehicle begins to straighten out, turn the steering wheel back the other way. If you do not do so, your vehicle may swing around in the other direction and you could start a new skid. D. Continue to steer. Continue to correct your steering, left and right, until the vehicle is again moving down the road under your control. E. The best advice is to do everything you can to avoid ever skidding in the first place. Be aware of weather conditions and slow down well in advance of your stopping point. Regaining control of your vehicle when the wheels have gotten off the paved roadway. 1. Stop feeding the gas. Lift your foot off the gas pedal but do not suddenly apply the brake. 2. Maintain a firm grip on the steering wheel, but do not jerk the wheel back toward the pavement suddenly. 3. Brake lightly and briefly. Do not slam on the brakes or hold the brake pedal down. You want to gradually slow the vehicle. 4. Maintain control of the vehicle. Keep steering the vehicle straight, trying to keep the other wheels from getting off the pavement. 5. Do not attempt to steer back onto the pavement until there are no cars in your immediate vicinity. 6. Once oncoming traffic is clear and you have slowed the speed of your vehicle, you can turn back onto the pavement. Rumble stripes. Many of Tennessee's roads and highways are being installed with rumble stripes as part of the repaving project. Rumble stripes are a series of indentations where the edge line is striped over top the indentations. It has a secondary effect of the vibration and noise, however, its primary function is to improve wet night visibility of the edge line. The indentations allow water to drain off the markings, which improves the visibility of the line markings, especially in wet night conditions. High water and flooding dangers. Each year, more deaths occur due to flooding than from any other thunderstorm-related hazard. Many of these casualties are a result of careless or unsuspecting motorists who attempt to navigate flooded roads. Most people fail to realize the force and power of water. For example, only 6 inches of fast-moving floodwater can knock a person off their feet. Does a heavy vehicle equal safety in flood situations? No. Many drivers believe their 3,000 to 5,000-pound vehicle will remain in contact with the road surface, that it is too heavy to float. Think about that for a minute. Aircraft carriers float, don't they? Vehicles, and ships, float because of buoyancy. In fact, most cars can be swept away in 18 to 24 inches of moving water. Trucks and SUVs are not much better, with only an additional 6 to 12 inches of clearance. In moving water, all that is needed is for a vehicle to become buoyant enough to allow the water's force to push it sideways, even while the wheels remain in contact with the pavement. Once swept downstream, a vehicle will often roll to one side or perhaps flip over entirely. The driver then has only a few seconds to escape. Many drivers panic as soon as the vehicle submerges and are found later with their safety belt intact. The solution is simple. Turn around, don't drown. Stay out of the flooded roadway. The water may be much deeper than it appears, as the roadbeds may be washed out. Also, respect road closed barriers posted to warn you of the danger. If a driver knowingly ignores clearly visible and adequate flood warning signs or barricades and drives into a road area that is actually flooded, the driver can be charged with reckless driving. The driver can also be responsible for the restitution of funds for the cost of your rescue. Keep the following safety rules in mind when driving in severe weather. Avoid flooded areas or those with rapid water flow. Do not attempt to cross a flowing stream. As little as 6 to 12 inches of water may cause you to lose control of your vehicle, and 2 feet of water will carry most cars downstream. In your vehicle, look out for flooding at highway dips, low spots, and around bridges. Flooded roads could have significant damage hidden by the water. Never drive through floodwaters or on flooded roads. If your vehicle stalls, leave it immediately and seek higher ground. Do not camp or park your vehicle along streams, particularly when threatening weather conditions exist. Be especially cautious at night when it is harder to recognize flood dangers. More information on flood safety is available through the National Weather Service at www.noaa.gov/floods.htm. Severe thunderstorms or tornadoes, listen to your car radio and be alert. If you spot a tornado, don't try to outrun it. Get out of the car, find shelter in a ditch or low-lying area, and lie face down to protect yourself from flying debris. Wind. Strong winds, especially crosswinds, can make it more difficult for you to control your vehicle. Wind is very dangerous if you are driving a camper, large recreational vehicle, or if you are towing a trailer. Lightweight vehicles are also more difficult to control in strong winds. A. To gain more control over vehicles in a strong wind, slow down. B. If you are approaching an open space after driving in a protected area, be alert for crosswinds that can push you to the side or middle of the roadway. C. If you are pulling a trailer, the wind may cause your vehicle to sway. Be ready to make necessary steering corrections. D. When you meet large trucks or buses, you may also have to make steering corrections because of the gusts of wind these vehicles create. When a truck or bus is passing you on the left, move as far as possible to the right of your lane and slow down. If you are pulling a trailer, wind currents from these larger vehicles can cause your vehicle to jackknife. As the large vehicle passes, accelerate slowly to keep your trailer pulling in a straight path. E. If you are driving into a strong headwind, wind blowing toward your vehicle, you may need to accelerate more, and steering will be more difficult. F. A strong tailwind, wind blowing from behind your vehicle, will increase your speed, so you will have to decelerate and begin braking earlier to stop. Sun glare. Bright sunlight in the early morning or late afternoon creates a glare when driving toward the sun. Wearing sunglasses, keeping windows clean, and using the vehicle's sun visors can reduce glare. If the sun is behind you, oncoming drivers may have the glare problem. Be aware that they may not be able to see your turn signals or your car. Getting stuck in mud or snow. After heavy rains or large snowfalls, a driver may find their vehicle stuck if they get off the main paved roadway. Follow these tips when trying to get your vehicle unstuck. A. Shift to low gear and keep the front wheels straight. B. Gently step on the gas pedal. C. Avoid spinning the wheels. Drive forward as far as possible. D. Shift to reverse and slowly back up as far as possible. Don't spin the wheels. E. Shift to low gear again and drive forward. F. Repeat forward, backward rocking until the car rolls free. G. Put boards or tree branches under the tires in deep mud or snow. Never do this when the tires are spinning or when the driver has the vehicle in gear. Most people think of tire chains as a tool only for winter driving. However, you may avoid getting stuck if you always carry chains in your vehicle. Drive as far as possible to the right side of the roadway before installing your chains. Put them on the tires before driving in snow or mud. Driving in winter weather conditions. The three big errors of most drivers in snow and ice are: to overpower and spin the wheels, To over-brake and slide the wheels. To oversteer and skid the wheels. Reduced visibility requires that you make every effort to keep the windshield and all glass clear of snow and ice. The heater defroster should be in good condition. Windshield wiper blades should work particularly well. A. Carry a high-quality ice scraper with a brush for removing snow, frost, and ice from your vehicle's windows, headlights, brake lights, turn signals, and outside mirrors. B. Clear snow, ice, or frost from all windows before driving. C. A good outside rearview mirror is of great help, particularly if the back window glass tends to fog over. D. To help others see you, always use headlights when visibility is restricted by atmospheric or other weather conditions. Inadequate traction to go. Overpowering and spinning the wheels reduces the available traction. Start your car slowly and avoid spinning wheels when moving your car on ice or snow. A. Keep your speed steady and slow, but not too slow. B. In deeper snow, it's often necessary to use the car's momentum to keep moving. C. Have good treads on front wheels to improve steering ability. Snow tires are helpful for winter driving. Reduced ability to stop and loss of steering. Low traction also makes stopping difficult. When traveling at 20 mph, low traction can increase stopping distance to 200 feet or more. A. Use brakes cautiously. B. Abrupt braking can cause brake lockup, which causes you to lose steering. C. Apply the brakes firmly, to a point just short of lockup, and then easing off the brake pedal slightly, not completely, if the wheels should lock. D. Reapply the brakes to a point just short of lockup and hold. E. Do not pump the brake pedal, just apply steady pressure. This will give you the best combination of braking effort and directional control. Remember, continuous hard braking on snow and ice can result in the locking of the front brakes, causing a loss of steering. Always maintain a safe speed for these conditions to avoid excessive braking. ABS anti-lock brakes are designed to overcome a loss of steering control. To make anti-lock brakes work correctly, or work at all, you should apply constant, firm pressure to the pedal. During an emergency stop, push the brake pedal all the way to the floor, if necessary, even in wet or icy conditions. Ice on roads and bridges, where not expected. The sunny side of a hill may be wet, the shady side covered with thin ice. Usually, signs indicate that ice forms on bridges sooner than on the adjoining roads. In such instances, the car ahead of you may have crossed the icy part of the road and stopped. But a long patch of ice behind his car can easily cause you to skid into him. Ice and snow made slippery by traffic. On streets and highways where there is considerable stop and go traffic, it does not take long after a storm before the snow packs hard and becomes extremely slippery because of many sliding and spinning wheels. To some extent, steering to one side or the other of the packed section will help avoid the slickest surface. However, great caution should be used when driving on ice and snow. Hailstorms, sleet. Find shelter by driving under an overpass or bridge.